from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Ed and I just sitting here enjoying some high jumping in the Olympics.
That's what
women's high jumping.
They're in very good shape. Very good.
They're muscular.
Just
in good places.
Yeah. I'm sure nobody's hooking up in the Olympic Village.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Yeah. Cardboard beds.
Let's kick out the girl from Paraguay.
Maybe she's hooking up too much.
She's a distraction. They're all a distraction.
Yeah, I'm like, these high jumpers are all right with me.
Pick a country. Seriously.
Well, if you were Anthony Edwards, wouldn't you pick a country?
Well, here's the straw that stirs the drink.
Let me spin the wheel. Yeah. Your way. Let's go. Yeah, it's nice. I like the Olympics, man. The Summer Olympics are great.
Oh, absolutely.
It's great. I mean, I'm not really a Winter Olympic guy. Ice skating.
My legs is hockey.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah. I got that.
I'm not like that.
Well, I'm really a Summer Olympic kind of guy. I love... love the basketball.
Let me tell you.
Track and field is outstanding. Gymnastics.
Absolutely. If I was going to pick one guy to be the king of that village, it'd be Teddy Riner. Or Renner, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He won the gold. He's a French judo guy.
Uh-huh. Kick everybody's ass, huh?
I mean, just like...
You don't want to be the Frenchman with the big hog?
He is. No.
He's gone.
I want to be this guy. Look at the size of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He won the heavyweight gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a French accent, obviously. He speaks French.
I told you about my buddy that was gambling. Well, he's a professional handicapper, was gambling on the Olympics, and he's watching judo, and he's like, I don't know if I'm winning or not because he doesn't know how it scored.
It's one of the best things like wrestling.
He was waiting for the judge to hold it. Oh, I won. Okay. Has no idea.
Oh, man. How'd you spend your evening, Edward?
Watching the Orioles. That's how I spent my afternoon.
Yeah. He came in, he watched Deadpool and Wolverine with me.
You guys went to the house. His house, okay.
Yeah. Saw the setup. It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. Saw the setup. Ed had a couple drinks. I jumped in my spaceship and we laughed our asses off. So
at Deadpool.
Yeah.
And Wolverine.
It was so, how good was it?
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah. It was very funny. I get it with it. Why would you bring a little kid there, though?
Oh,
it was profane. It was bloody. It was like.
But here's the thing, though, Ed. They told you that before.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
Went.
They it's had not promos
like,
saying.
What, like, yeah. Surprise?
Right.
We said F bomb.
Well, if you ever go on IMDb, or they give you a list of all the precautions for young audiences.
Absolutely.
There's just some of these holier than thou people that want to just complain about it and get on there. But, and I'm not talking about, like, there's certain types of people in this world that all they want to do is complain.
You know, it's what I call it is so heavily minded that you're no earthly good.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, Jesus, protect me from your followers.
Yeah. You know, that's just unreal. I mean, they tell you what the movie's about. It's not for you. It's cool.
I did have a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Got a big house. It's a lot of room there.
And my wife's still cleaning it.
I'm sure she is.
He got to see. So I told him, like, I don't know how to explain this to other people because it appears that I'm not saying I'm not lazy, but she makes me look so effing lazy because she finds things to do that you'd.
Like, she makes Sonic look lazy.
Yeah. She was like, I got to give the dog a bath. And I was like, why? Why right now? We leave for vacation tomorrow. She got to smell clean before we leave?
She smelled clean when I was there.
Yeah, it's just that's how her mind works. And she gets in the overdrive before we leave.
Yeah, it was funny.
And you saw, like, she had, Rob, she had trash bags. She had a trash can underneath her arm for recycling. She's trying to open the door. And I'm like, let me get the door. And she's like, I got it. She, like, won't let you do anything, but it's so great that
she's... Keep in mind, the house is immaculate. Yeah. You walk in, there's nothing out. Looks nothing like my apartment.
Oh, and, and she's embarrassed, too. What? She was probably embarrassed when you walked in because she saw something that you didn't. That's how she is. She'll clean underneath the floorboards. I'm like, what are you getting this stuff up for? Nobody's going to look under there, you know?
Yeah, it's...
That's Katie.
Underneath the floor.
That's Katie.
Movie was great, though. That was fun.
Yeah, you didn't tell this... Did you say tell the story about Robbie and the text that he gave you guys?
Oh, man.
I love every single story about Robbie.
He voice texted
me. Cracks me up.
And
he does.
He...
You got to read it verbatim.
He's doing this. I'm going to South Carolina. I know about it. I'm going to South Carolina this weekend. You all have the trash. Can you handle that?
Can you handle that? That sounds like something a dad would say to his kids when he's leaving.
Can you handle that? Stephanie and I stand back.
Yeah.
Can you take the trash out Monday night? Can you handle that?
Is that his job? Like, is that what he does every week?
Yes, his trash, recycling. That's his thing, dude. I mean, that's like if one day I'm being a nice guy. I went in the kitchen, got the bag, pulled it out. He came behind me. I turned around. It's mine. So, okay, all right, go ahead. I was just trying to be nice. It's mine. Now, he does not like, he has certain things that he does around the house. And when somebody else does it, he gets a little upset about it.
I miss those Saturdays at the bar with him. Watch the game.
Football season's coming. He'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah, he and I will be down there rooting for Clemson.
He's never done that. Don't you put that out there on my son. He's never done that. He might cheer for a lot of other teams.
But he won't cheer for Clemson.
Yeah, no. That's family. Those are wars, man. Those are wars. Mm. You don't do that. He might get on you for it. Yeah. Great day, though. Great day for the Orioles. We'll talk a little bit more Oriole baseball. Team USA basketball. We'll talk about the watching all the track and field and all those things. For the Olympics. I love Summer Olympics, man. I don't understand why people don't love Summer Olympics. I love them.
I say this every year that I'm not into the Olympics, but when I'm in front of the TV and it's on, that's what I want to watch.
Yeah, I say the same thing.
And I don't get, like, every year I say the same thing. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to. But I do mean, like, I'm not going to say, oh, my God, this is coming on at 7 o'clock. I have to be there to see it.
Because for me, it doesn't matter what's on. I love it. Yeah. I love it all.
And I'll watch the replays if it was something I really want to
see. Well, watching women's high jumps before you came
in. Well, it's the reason we're watching that. It's the reason.
So much cake. so much.
Oh, it's just all everywhere. Did you guys see last night with 36-year-old Aroldis Chapman threw 105.1 mile an hour fastball?
Well, this is
36-year-old, and it's August.
By the way,
he's starting to loosen up now.
Yeah. This is after the Angels reliever reportedly threw the fastest pitch in baseball at 104.7. And baseball,
threw it to Manny.
Yeah, they were saying that was the fastest pitch in baseball, and then here
somebody told Aroldis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Saying, all right. What?
Watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get lucky with my mom later.
He seems like he's gonna be like Nolan Ryan, like still have tremendous power into his 40s.
Yeah. I mean, he might.
He's 36.
He's a creep.
Who?
Aroldis Chapman.
You don't like him?
Oh, he was grabbing his mom's boobs.
I got it wrong. I got somebody for the Pirates also. Oh, no, that was Aroldis Chapman. That's right.
Yeah.
So threw it to Manny.
That guy's been on so many damn teams.
I forget what team he was on. I forget what he struck Manny out at 103, right? Yeah. 104.7. But he threw 105.1 during that at bat. Manny was like, man, I ain't.
What you doing?
Get out of here. Must be crazy. You got no spider tag on.
Did you see in the Phillies and Dodgers little turmoil there as Nick Castellanos stared down Gavin Stone after he got hit with a 97 mile an hour fastball in his chest because it kind of like ricocheted off his shoulder, him in the chest, and he just stared him down like, "What are we doing here?" And again, this is where you wonder. Because a lot of people give Brandon Hyde crap about not standing up for the players and going out there when you're getting hit. We got to retaliate, all that nonsense. Very next inning, they come out. Matt Strom throws it. One of their guys hits him at 94. they're not going to see each other until possibly the NLCS, mm-hmm. but there's going to be some animosity when they face each other.
Do the benches clear?
No, I think a lot of pushing and shoving from the catch. Not even like they weren't being aggressive. You're just having words.
I think the Orioles have gotten back when guys hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, remember, the Yankees catcher had to stop Brandon Hyde from going to the Yankees dugout.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. Everybody, like, if you're upset at something, you're going to pick apart everything else.
There you go.
Rudy Gonzalez, too.
Oh, he's great.
That'll restrain him.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. We're going to talk some Orioles baseball, and there's lots to talk about. Man, Michael Elias made a big mistake not trading Jackson Holliday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
The Big Bang. Update from the yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore Orioles at the drop of the first game of this three-game set in Toronto. They take care of business last night. Trevor Rogers, not a bad start. Jeremy Kahn, 5 innings, 2 earned runs. And I agree with Ben McDonald. He very well could have given up just 1 earned run. Kobe Mayo made a mistake that a lot of young infielders make, not on the major league level, but the ball waist high, fingers down on that glove, and it kicks right off the heel. Yeah. Fingers got to be up on that glove. If it does, he has a 5-4-3 double play there out of that inning. And at that time, Rogers gives up 1 run. But I thought he did well for himself last night, a step in the right direction. But I want to talk about another guy acquired in the trade, Eloy Jimenez.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we talked about this on air. Conversation. Remember the conversation I said I had off camera, off mic with Ryan Mountcastle?
Mm-hmm.
When Mountcastle, for those of you who weren't here, I just talked to Ryan Mountcastle about his evolution of as a hitter, a professional hitter. And he said when he first started his career with the Orioles, it was about stats, putting up numbers, standing in the majors. Now that the games mean something, it's no longer about stats, Jeremy. It's about winning games. So he tends to shorten up on a swing, go with the pitches, do certain things.
Well, that's obvious with that double that he hit down the line right past the first baseman as a right-handed batter.
Eloy was swinging for the fences in Chicago to get the hell out of there. But you have not seen him take a home run swing since he's been in Baltimore. He's going with the pitches. He's taking what they're giving him. He's become a different hitter here in Baltimore.
I mean, look. It
looks, he's now hitting to win.
Well, the conversation we had, so like we have to include Kobe Mayo in this because what did we talk about? Having a chance to look at Mayo and seeing if that's a guy you can envision being in the postseason. Right now, what we've seen from him, small sample size, but it's all we have to go by at the major league level. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't impressed us yet. Maybe with his eye at the plate at times, but that's not enough here at the major league level and kind of getting the Jackson Holliday treatment where it looks like, hey, maybe you got to go back down. But to your point about Eloy, sometimes it is about a fresh start, like getting an opportunity, you know, realizing like, hey, I'm not dreading coming to work because I hate it here.
He did the sprinkler for getting the second on an error.
Yeah.
And laughed. You know, the guy's having fun.
Have fun.
He was laughing when he was doing it. It's hilarious, actually.
He's laughing. I know himself. It's not a double, but
yeah, I mean, he was chugging down the second baseline. It's like, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, and I think it goes back, as I said, to what Ryan Mountcastle said. When you're playing for a losing team, you swing for the fences, you're trailing all the time, you're trying to get runs in a hurry. But when at-bats matter for wins and losses, you change your philosophy. You see Eloy, looks like he changed his philosophy a little bit since he put on that orange and black.
You know what? I think Rashawn's got it right about Elroy. He's been great since he's been here. he changed Suarez's name yesterday to Suarez or whatever the hell he called him. And you didn't know.
You missed this.
Yeah, we had the question yesterday of Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson, who has more pressure on him. And I said, tough luck, Rashawn. You already called today. So he called back in as Larry in Pikesville with the whitest voice.
He tries like a white guy on the phone.
Anyway. I forgot to tell you that earlier. It's just like, it's so great.
This is Larry from Pikesville.
Boy, is it really?
This is Larry from Pikesville.
It's like,
okay.
But again, like going back to the trades, you got to give it time, even when the one, like, even the ones that you think are bad. Right now, I think Gregory Soto is trash, right? He has not pitched well.
You're right.
But like you still, right. No, but you still got to give him a chance to see what he can do.
You give him a chance to hang around till Kalum comes back.
Well, fair enough, but he shouldn't be in there. And it's the same thing with Kimbrel, you know, what he went through.
Yeah.
Don't put him in another high-pressure situation. Let him work through it. See like if
you're up by six, that's probably too down enough.
Now you're giving him the food.
Probably
treatment.
Not enough. Probably. Speaking of high pressure, I don't know how if a pitcher is throwing off speed to everybody, you're down 0-2 in the count. How do you sit on fastball like Jackson Holliday did last night? The guy hadn't thrown fastball. Mm-hmm. You're down 0-2.
I just think he's seeing the ball.
How are you? Yeah, because that's my point. I don't think he's sitting on a fastball. No. I think he's see ball, hit ball.
So I saw one of the announcers. God, who was it that was talking about it? Former hitter was saying that every batter now should be sitting fastball, trying to get in the hitter's count. Now, easier said than done at times. You sit fastball and then you react accordingly. I don't know if that's the case. I just think Jackson Holliday seeing the ball well, and it looks like a beach ball coming in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I also think he's got tremendous bat speed.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, but the eye test is he's got great bat speed, so you're not sneaking it by him.
Trade him, I don't care. Go get me something.
That's not the first time he's done that down 0-2.
Yeah.
To your point earlier, we talked about a couple of days last week, we talked about possibly being Kobe Mayo, but the spirit of the conversation was, one of these young guys could come up and provide the bat. Now, at the time, we were using Kobe Mayo. It hasn't been Kobe Mayo, but it absolutely has been Jackson Holliday, a young player who's come up and provided offensive help.
Yeah, sure has.
You know you're singing it after he hits the home run. You know it. I know you're singing it after he hits the home run.
Yeah.
Holliday.
I put it out on Facebook.
And it feels so nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
And, What's it going to take, Ed? 5 years, 25 mil a year?
For whom?
Santander?
I don't take 5 years, but whatever. I would sign him. I mean, I
don't know if they can.
Despite the depth in the outfield, I think you got to keep him.
He's special,
man. He brings more than just the bat. It's switch hitting power, great arm, plays a great right field. And he's a great guy in the clubhouse. I mean, he's a true. You can tell that he's well liked in a team. He looks like he's really loves being here. Like, you don't want this
walks
guy to
like
walk.
He owns it.
This is where I had a disagreement with a lot of people online. First off, the analytical guys, because they were telling me that Santander, and it's true, he grades out as a below average defender.
Mm-hmm.
I love his arm.
So do I.
I think he plays the position, especially here at Camden Yards, and it may be easier with the scoreboard and everything as opposed to left field here. I think he plays it well. So I said, like, I don't think he's an average outfielder. I didn't think he was a below average, so I said plus outfielder. But for anybody that thinks he's taking a 3-year, $50 million, no. This cat's going to get about $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And stop. Like, some guy was like, well,
he's going to make $50 million in 2 years,
yeah,
not three.
Look at what Cody Bellinger got. I said, have you seen how inconsistent his high ass is? Like, Cody Bellinger's got his eyes closed when he's out there. He plays multiple positions, but you don't know what you're going to get from him year to year. One year he hits 50 bombs, the next year he looks lost.
I don't know how he's a below average outfielder.
Statistically, that's how they grade him.
The metrics are great.
I mean, it's a small number. It's not like, oh my God, he's below average. He's like slightly below average.
Mm-hmm. Kobe Bellinger had 47 home runs in 2019. Since then, 12, that's 10, 19, 26, and 11. Where in the last 4 years does Cody Bellinger look anything like Anthony Santander? You don't sign a guy for what he did 5 years ago. He's one of the best home run hitters in baseball over the last 3 years.
I think people do this all the time, though. They look at the guy and they get trapped by history, where it's like, oh, he's really good. Like, he's really great. Not lately.
Yeah. Lately, he's okay.
You know what you Bellinger. Should be? Yeah. The problem I see is, like, people find the one thing that fits the narrative that they want to say, oh, he could sign for this because this guy did. Can I give you all the big-time outfielders that Anthony Santander is working on it? That guy is, like, in competition with over the past couple years, like the names that he's with. And plus, he's a switch hitter, which that plays into it as well.
And last night, he hit a home run left-handed, right-handed, and the only player in Orioles history that's done it more than him,
Eddie Murray,
is a Hall of Famer by the name of Eddie Murray. So that tells you what category he was playing. That's Orlando Chapman right now. Just screamed, blow it by Manny. Ooh, 105. They should ought to stop. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want him with.
You don't want him with spider attack
on his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want him to just throw it where it's not. He doesn't know where it's going.
World of Stupid at 6:45. Maybe not having spider attack ought to go in that category. But on the other side, how much trouble are the O's in now with their current injury woes? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fan. The list goes on and on and on. Grayson Rodriguez, 15-day IL. Jacob Webb, 15-day IL. Heston Kerstedt, his is dated back to the beginning of the month, 10-day IL. Chaz McDermott is day-to-day. Jordan Westbrook, he's on the IL with the broken hand. Jorge Mateo, he's done for the year, 60-day IL. We hope to have Danny Kalum back soon, but he's out. Kyle Bradish is out. Tyler Wells, John Means, and of course, Felix Bautista. Should we be a little concerned right now with the Orioles' injury list as it continues to grow?
Absolutely, positively, sure. I mean, that's the only thing that can stop them. And they've been whacked by the injury bug pretty badly, particularly the pitching staff.
Yeah.
I mean, Westberg was a big loss. That was a big injury. I think Mateo was a big injury. These are guys that are, you know, these are part of your starting lineup, you know, many days. And but the pitching in particular, man, you think about it. And the last one, the Grayson, was just a kick in the nuts because after losing Means and Bradish and, you know, and Bautista.
And it's a similar injury that he had before, too. So,
yes.
Yeah. It was a tear before.
Yeah.
But so it's a strain now.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, the worst kept secret are like when you talk about strains are small tears,
yes.
But you know, like when you really tear it, that's when you're getting these different grades. Yeah. He had a grade one, according to Will Carroll, the injury expert online.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I sent the link to you guys. So he said it's probably the best case scenario for this injury. Uh-huh. So again, take that for what it's worth. I know if I told you he's out 4 to 6 weeks, you're like, cool, he's back in 4 weeks. That's not how that works. No. It's different
for
everyone.
He's got to build back up.
Yeah.
Even when he comes back, he's got to build back up. Yeah. You know, and this is the great position you're in right now, Jeremy. With these injuries, everything points back to the playoffs. Will he be ready for the playoffs? Because they're going to the playoffs. I mean, that's everything points back to that right now. We've seen 100 wins. And I mean, we've seen that before. Now what you want to see are playoff series wins.
Mm-hmm.
And being healthy as you get to September and beyond right now is more important than anything. No, the biggest thing with me with Grayson is if he's out for an extended period of time, then he doesn't get stretched out on innings. Right. So once again, next year, you're going to have to expect him to jump. Because you want him to go 170, 175 innings next year.
Jump.
And if he can't get close to that this year, then once again, next year, he's in a position where now you're hoping for the innings. This year, he has, what, 116? And you were hoping he'd get, what about 150 this year? Yeah, mm-hmm. And hopefully next year, 170, 175. So this year, he probably, if he's out for 4 weeks, like Jeremy said, not going to get to 150.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's a big loss. One that's really worrying me a little bit now is Kerstad, because you know the hit, he took a hit in the head, mm-hmm. and that's why he's out now.
Again, this is the second time being out. So this is the post concussion syndrome he's going through right now. And I'm with you. It's when it lingers like that. Ask Brian Roberts.
I know, absolutely, and I know because Dr. Crutchfield, he treated me when I had the motorcycle crash, and I had I failed the cognitive test right after the accident, and I passed it the next month. But he said, well, that was very quick. But he said, everybody heals differently because everybody's brain heals at a different pace. And you don't know. Is he a quick healer? Is he a slow healer? It could be, you know, it could be a lingering injury. So it's of concern for me.
Yeah, it is. It is big time. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, you definitely have to be concerned about the injuries, man. We seem to bounce right back, but it's just they're just mounting. This reminds me of the Ravens season where we had so many injuries. Remember that year? It was, you know, but I mean, the Ravens weren't that good that year, but the Warriors are still hanging in there.
Well, Mike, the Ravens weren't that good that year because they had so many injuries. Remember?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Orioles had a lot of injuries, but they're still doing pretty good, you know? So we hanging in there. And one thing I want to slip in real quick. Man, I hope they sign Santander. I'm sitting here. I got all the bobbleheads. I'm sitting here looking at Mullins and Santander. And the next one is Burns. And I hate to be sitting there looking at those bobbleheads next year and they're all gone.
Well, you wouldn't want to sit in this studio then because everybody's gone from our ledge.
Even Garceau's gone.
Trey Mancini's gone. J.J. Hardy. Dylan Bundy. We got Ed loved Dylan Bundy so much he has him twice. You got the New York, Bundy.
The Buck Showalter snow globe.
Yeah, that's gone.
I think the only people still playing up there is Ovechkin. It's
like, yeah, George St. Pierre ain't doing anything. I told my grand.
Don't make fun of GSP. That's for my personal collection.
Let's go to Benjamin and Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The first thing that came to my attention was MLB at the All-Star break said the Orioles had the toughest schedule for the remaining season. The Yankees had nearly the weakest schedule. So that was interest of mine from the very beginning. But the one thing that always gets me that I'm tired of seeing is the Butcher, the Baker, the Dillon Tate Maker, the Zimmerman, the Akins. I'm a Cole Irvin fan, but I know he's trash. And all of them are trash, and I'm tired of saying they're trash. Because you know what you're going to get when they get on a mound, and it's not too much you can do. I mean, you know what you can get out of Vesky or Chase, Aiken, and Zimmerman, and all them guys. That's why when they say call up, they never say Bruce Zimmerman because they know what they're going to get. He's trash. So I'm a little concerned. I think we can hold on until Grayson comes back, but I'm concerned about the situation.
I agree, Benjamin, and I'm not defending his assessment of those players, but Jeremy, every staff has trash.
Yeah.
Every staff in baseball has trash. Yeah. I mean, you can't have a 13-man staff.
Cy Young winning roster.
Exactly. Pitching is always short.
And that's why you need these guys, because of years like this when your stars go down.
This is what, like, and I get it. There's reasons to be frustrated. There's things that are going on. I saw somebody yesterday that said, well, all these injuries, the Orioles aren't making the playoffs now. And I wrote there and said, they have a 98% chance of making the playoffs.
98.7.
Like, come on, man. What are you writing? Like, that's just the dumbest thing. But I understand what Ben's saying and some of the other guys that we've had. Like, you look at some of the pieces and they are worrisome. But it is a long season. Like, think about, like, when you were thinking about Jackson Holliday earlier, you thought he sucked. And now look at him. You're thinking about, I mean, we don't know what Trevor Rogers is going to be, but honest to God, in his last 13 starts, his second one here, or his first one here, was the worst start he's had. So then you start looking at some of the other guys. And I get it with the bullpen pieces, but if Colon comes back, we don't know what Soto's going to be. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez has looked good so far. But there's a lot of pieces there that you're not going to trust and won't be on your postseason roster.
What about Suarez?
As a bullpen guy, I love him. I don't want him as a starter.
He's
going
to be starting for a little while now.
Yeah, I don't want him starting in the playoffs, and I don't think he would. I don't even think if we didn't have five starters, I don't think he'd be here starting in the playoffs. I think they know.
I think he knows.
Yeah, it's not like, and I'm not trying to trash the guy.
I like that guy.
You have to.
His story. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know. Yeah.
But how often do you find it?
Stories don't win.
I mean, Disney's about to make a movie about him, and Dennis Quaid's going to star Albert Suarez.
I don't think so.
No. That's not going to happen.
Lamar Jackson said he feels faster this season, but you think it means more productivity. We'll talk about that at 7:15 on the other side. We get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, so some fun things here early in the morning. We're going to talk about a man that was taking trash to the dumpster with his gun. He slipped, he fell, he shot and killed himself accidentally. That belongs in the world of stupid. How about a Texas man that was hiding explosive under toilet seats at a local business? And there's a Major League Baseball team that apparently doesn't know what BDSM means, as they tweeted out something. I'll tell you who that was. Idiots. It's coming up in the world of stupid right here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
We were just talking about, Ed, you want to give us that on the buses down south? What does it say?
Yeah, if you go to Sarasota and you take a bus, it's a Sarasota County Area Transit. But they use, you know, it's SCAT. And I'm just always curious when they do things like that. Like, did nobody at the meeting when they brought that up said, excuse me, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, right?
I get it.
Because I giggle every time I see it. Like, don't you know what that means?
Did you ever see the movie Accepted, where they created a fake college and the college's name was the South Harmon Institute of Technology? So you can do the abbreviation. And their mascot was the sandwiches. The rag was. Come on here. Tell me. Like, come on, Joe.
I want to say it, but the rag was the name of their school paper.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
I do remember that. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about this. So there was a Major League Baseball team that said, here's the tweet. Anyone who loves BDSM is our friend without introduction. From the Boston Red Sox. They think BDSM means Big Dom Smith moments. The world thinks it means bondage, discipline, sadism, masochism.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard.
You want to elaborate? Like, what is Big Dom over there in an executioner's mask and an all-leather outfit when he's swinging the bats?
I think it's just a leather apron and a mask.
Ugh.
That's the outfit of choice.
Yeah, and then they deleted it promptly. I mean,
did they?
Yeah, of course, because they realized, like,
prompt enough.
No. How'd
it get past?
It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, like, how'd it get past anybody?
What do you say all the time? There are no editors anymore.
Right.
They just go right to broadcast.
People are afraid to say things.
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't something else somewhere, right? And showing the letters that you're using. We've seen this before. Like, you brought up the buses. There's so many instances of this where people think they're being clever with however they want to present the letters here. And then all of a sudden you look at it and go, that ain't that clever, man. That's actually stupid.
I think I just changed my commissioner's Baltimore because of this. This reminded me of something. Yeah.
The BDSM. All right, let's move on to these other two stories because these are doozies. How about a Texas man accused of hiding explosive under toilets at a local business that detonated when victims sat down? Here's a picture of the cat. I just do want to show you this guy. I'm going to spill my water. Here's a picture of the guy. Latent detonation off under. How would you like it? First off, if you sat in a toilet and something exploded and it wasn't your rear end.
Yeah. So,
I mean, this is just, who does this? Really? Who throws a shoe? They called them poopy traps instead of booby traps.
God.
Texas man is accused of hiding explosive poopy traps underneath toilet seats in the bathrooms at two local car washes, injuring two women
did get hurt.
And a young girl when they detonated. As we're making fun of it, I don't think nobody died, but people did get hurt. First blast was reported. Blast in the bathroom. It was reported July 20th at the wash tub, a car wash in the hometown of Jalotes outside San Antonio. And investigators said a woman suffered minor injuries but left the store before police could take a report. 6 days later, two more victims were injured at the separate wash tubs in San Antonio. A female employee was hurt. There was an explosion as she squatted on the toilet, and a little girl suffered the same terrifying
experience. Is this guy a former employee of Wash Tub?
They don't say in this article, maybe he got a bad car wash, maybe they scratched his car.
Yeah, why was one car wash targeted?
Yeah, so there's got to be something there, but the initial report of this, it doesn't say whether the guy worked for them or not, or had ill will towards them, or if he's just a douchebag that wanted to light things off in the bathroom.
He was a pain in the ass.
He's charged with arson.
I don't think Jeremy picked up on that.
What?
Sorry. Pain in the ass.
I didn't. I was reading. Alden is charged with arson, causing reckless damage or bodily injury. His bond was set at $50,000, and he was bailed out the same day of his arrest. He is currently waiting indictment, according to court records. So, this next story, though, this is a doozy of a headline, and Joe sent this to me. Man taking trash to dumpster with gun slips, shoots, and kills self accidentally. He hit a... Why? I don't know why he had a gun on him taking the trash out, but here we go. Again, in San Antonio. Maybe he was worried about people putting bombs on the toilet seat. A man taking his trash to an apartment dumpster was shot and killed after he slipped while walking, and the gun he was carrying went off accidentally. So when you... Let me ask you something. When you get to a scene like this, and you're looking like...
Yeah.
Where'd the bullet come from? Where did... Like, can you kind of figure this out relatively quick that it looks weird and maybe this is self-inflicted, or you got to go through...
No, that would be... I think it'd be pretty clear self-inflicted because the gun's still going to be there.
Yeah,
with him shot to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, you know, it didn't look like a suicide. I think it would be pretty. If what happens is when you don't have a gun and you don't believe this, I get to the scene of a guy shot. I'll make it quick. Somebody stuck their arm through my apartment window and just shot me, and I'm like, sure they did. And I'm thinking domestic dispute, something like that. Sure enough. Silver gun killer. He was going around Manhattan, climbing up at the buildings and just shooting through open windows.
Is that like Joe Palczynski running through the streets just shooting all over
the place?
Well,
this was even worse because you're sitting in your own apartment.
Yeah.
And you get shot and you don't know where it came from, why. And I was like, I didn't believe the story that night.
Did he get to see the end of A House of Dragons? Like, was it like,
yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Is he okay with it? Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'd be worried about. According to police, a man in his 50s or 60s was walking to a nearby dumpster while carrying both his trash and a gun. That's when police say he slipped in a wet area. Somehow the gun went off. It hit him in the chest. He continued to walk down the hill to the dumpster where he was later found. So he did at least take out the trash before he passed away. San Antonio Police Department said investigators found a gun near the trash.
That would be important to Robbie.
Yeah, right. Can you handle that? I got shot. Okay, can you handle that? The San Antonio Police Department, EMS, all responded to the call. The name of the man killed has not been yet released. But I've talked about this. We've talked about all the different crazy ways you can die. There was a website called the Darwin Awards.
Mm-hmm, I remember. I remember that.
And then they had the craziest ways people died. This would be one of them. I do remember the one guy that was in a closed and confined space, and they said he kept farting so much that he actually killed himself.
Methane killed
him? Yes. It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Although, in New York, at the morgue, there's a morgue museum. It's not open to the public. It's just police and doctors and stuff. But it was so fascinating how a lot was weird deaths. And just there's some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. Like, simple stuff, like I died sitting on a shot glass in a bar. Severed his, femoral artery and bled to death. Just sitting on the shot glass. They had people in plane crashes reading a book. The face was stuck to the pages of the book. The face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's that kind of museum. Crazy stuff.
You think about all the different crazy deaths and things that can go on. Like, I would hate to be a part of that. And then, by the way, if you get out of your car and you want to say hi to a wild animal, you're going to be on Darwin Awards soon enough.
I've seen some really weird stuff.
Yeah,
you have. Think about it.
That's your world of stupid, Rob.
Thank you very much. Who's in line to take Grayson's spot in the rotation? We'll talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, Jim Harbaugh may be in L.A. right now, but if he wants to return to the NCAA, 1-year ban. We'll take a look at that up next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.